Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 578. Five Common Mistakes When Doing a Pull-Up by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Let's get things going with an inspirational quote. So here we go. Quote, "The height of your accomplishment will equal the depths of your convictions." William F. Scolavino. Boy, that quote was so true for me when I was trying to get into doing pull-ups. I hated pull-ups. I couldn't do one for the longest time. But after much conviction, I was able to finally do one unassisted. Then that became two, and then three, and you get the idea. So let's hear from Steve about how to do a proper pull-up as we get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Five Common Mistakes When Doing a Pull-Up by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Can you do a pull-up? How about a chin-up? Whether you can or you're working towards your first, are you sure you're learning how to do them the right way? As someone who has been training in a commercial gym for the past 15 years, I see people every day doing quote-unquote pull-ups and chin-ups, but probably 90% are doing them wrong. It's like watching Joffrey sword fight. Yes, he's putting a lot of energy into it and moving around, but anyone with experience can tell that it's not terribly effective. Whether you can string together 10 pull-ups already or are still working towards your first one, today we're going to cover all of the big mistakes people make when doing a pull-up or chin-up and how to make sure you're doing them right. Your shoulders, back, and arms are complex pieces of machinery. Do proper pull-ups and you'll be building uber strength and mobility in all the right places. Do them improperly and you might be setting yourself up for an injury. Zoinks! I can tell you're awesome, so side note, Steve went ahead and made a video to walk you through all of this stuff. You can see it on his post. Five mistakes people make with pull-ups and chin-ups. Mistake number one, you don't extend low enough or pull high enough. Full extension and full range of motion are major problems for many people training with pull-ups and chin-ups. Most people I see in a gym are doing half pull-ups, either not pulling high enough, not dropping low enough, or both. It's not a full rep, and it's robbing your body of effective work. Solution? Leave your ego at the door. Yes, pull-ups are tough, but half effort gives you half results. With each repetition, you want your body to be in a straight line at the bottom. Keep your elbows extended and your shoulders relaxed and slightly up to your ears. Full range of motion for the win. Better to do a few proper pull-ups than more half-rep ones. Mistake number two, you don't engage your shoulders at the start. Another problem I see is folks not setting their shoulders properly when they start their pull-ups, which can put unnecessary strain on your joints, tendons, and muscles. It can also be the difference between being able to get your first pull-up or chin-up and flailing around on the bar. Solution? Imagine pinching a pen in between your shoulder blades, then do the pull-up. In other words, pull your shoulders down and back before you bend your elbows to pull up. This puts us in a far more efficient position. By not using our back and shoulder muscles fully, over the long run, we'll be weaker and at a higher risk for injury. Mistake number three, the variation you're doing is too hard. Whether it's lack of strength or too much body mass, you should choose a variation that allows you to have great form while getting stronger. Use a box, an assisted band, or an assisted pull-up machine to start at a low weight and build up your strength. Solution? Always do proper pull-ups and chin-ups. Get your chin over the bar from a hang with every rep and maintain good form. If you find yourself committing the mistakes on this list, make your variation easier. Mistake number 4, not engaging your shoulders at the top. Many people will get a good extension at the bottom of their chin-up and start off with great form. But then, as they perform the movement, they'll find their shoulders in a poor position at the top. A classic sign this is happening is if the chest and or neck doesn't touch the bar, or the body curls inward significantly at the top. Is your shoulder elevated to the ears or rolled forward? Are you shrugging your shoulders as you're struggling to get above the bar? Solution: make your variation easier by working on an assisted chin-up and maintaining a strong shoulder position at the top. Keep your shoulders down and back and engaged throughout the movement. A chin over the bar is a chin-up. We aren't trying to take away your chin-up if you aren't getting your chest to the bar, but consider this a progression to even better form so you can eventually work on harder skills like the pull-up variations or the legendary muscle-up. Mistake number 5, you use violent kipping motions to do your pull-ups or chin-ups. We know CrossFitters use the kip to get more pull-ups in a short amount of time. Now, it is the humble opinion of my team that you should only be kipping after you are capable of doing perfectly functional and safe pull-ups and chin-ups. In fact, many CrossFit gyms require qualifying strict pull-ups before you can kip. Solution: build strength and good position, which are the foundations, before you worry about speed. You want to know how to drive a car before you learn how to race it. You can start doing better pull-ups today, because now you have everything you need to get started down a healthier path to crushing pull-ups. So to recap, first, use the full range of motion. Second, be sure your shoulders are engaged at the beginning. Third, be sure your shoulders are engaged at the top. Fourth, be sure the variation you're using isn't too difficult. And 5, be sure you do a strict pull-up or chin-up before you start kipping. You just listened to the post titled 5 Common Mistakes When Doing a Pull-Up by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil again here. Like I said at the top, pull-ups are hard, chin-ups are hard. I hated them and I couldn't do a single one when I first started training. So I totally get it if that's where you're starting. But as Steve suggested, I used weighted pull-up machines to get started. I would use one leg. I would plant it and then use that leg when I couldn't quite get my chin over the bar or get my chest to touch the bar. And that's okay because I was still building some strength. Now, of course, I didn't let my legs do all of the work, but you get the idea. And I don't think we can doubt that Arnold Schwarzenegger knew what he was talking about when it came to bodybuilding. And one of the things he said was, think of doing pull-ups this way. Just do one, but then repeat that one 20 times. So if you can only do one pull-up at a time, that's fine. Go ahead and rest, get up your strength again, and then try and do another one. Okay, you could do that second one, rest, go ahead and jump in and try and do a third. Or think of it this way, do one pull-up for 20 days straight. That's all you have to do. Try doing one pull-up each day for 20 days. I guarantee you'll be stronger. All right, really quickly, if you want to show some support for our podcast, there are many ways to help out, both free and otherwise. Come by oldpodcast.com/support to check those out. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll see you tomorrow with a post from Ross Training and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.